Now speaking with Rachel Serdahl, first ever inductee for women's soccer at Northeastern State. This is a program that's been around for close to 30 years, and you're a part of several great teams from the list that we've had here at Northeastern. I'm sure it's been a long time coming to get somebody from this program into Hall of Fame. That being you now, how does it feel to be a part of history?
It's truly an honor to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, and it's like even more so an honor to be the first women's soccer player.
Oh, yeah.
It's something that I'll never take for granted.
Definitely. Now, you first got to Northeastern State 2009 season. That was the last season before the current Chase Wooten era. And you were a highlight of that team, had 13 goals, freshman of the year pick. But that was a group limited to 5 wins across that campaign. So as a highlight of that group, I'm sure there were still opportunities to learn, to grow. That freshman year, how much do you think you did grow here at Northeastern?
My freshman year, I definitely learned to be even more competitive than I already am. And I learned a lot about resilience and hard work. That season, my teammates and I, we stuck together, we worked hard every minute of every game, and we built from there. And like the future of women's soccer has gotten better every year since that year.
Definitely. And Chase Wooten steps through the door after that 2009 season. He's been here ever since. You're part of those first teams of his. What was it like playing for Chase?
It was a lot of fun. Chase was very dedicated to the program, like very dedicated to the team, and he always made sure that every player was taken care of.
Yeah, I had a chance to speak with Chase earlier this week in prep and talking about you and the experiences that you gave this team, but also what you've done since Northeastern State. He mentioned to me you've been very much involved as a triathlete, plenty of other stuff as well, but in terms of life after Northeastern State, what's that look like?
I currently work as a compliance officer for a bank in Catoosa, Bank of Commerce, and then I still continue to volunteer and be active in different youth activities around Pryor, Oklahoma, where
Definitely.
I live.
Well, I appreciate the time, Rachel. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. You're a part of history, so I'm glad to get a chance to soak it in.